Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State group has pressed its offensive in northern Syria, but lost some ground in Iraq. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that IS militants attacked a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces inside the town of Maraya near the Turkish border. The militants set off two car bombs at the beginning of the attack, and fighting was reported throughout the day Saturday. Meanwhile, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold city of Raqqa. Turkish media reported U.S. airstrikes and Turkish artillery fire destroyed several buildings used as an Islamic State headquarters in the city. Also Saturday, the Iraqi military operation to push Islamic State fighters out of Fallujah continued. Video released by the Popular Mobilization Forces purportedly showed troops and militia massing on the outskirts of the central Iraqi city. A leading U.S.-based foreign policy journal says that the Obama administration has quietly suspended the transfer of cluster bombs to Saudi Arabia in response to the Sunni kingdom's aerial war against Shiite rebels in Yemen. Foreign Policy magazine quoted an unnamed senior U.S. official as saying a hold was placed on such shipments following reports that the Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi rebels used the controversial munitions in civilian areas. The U.S. move comes just weeks after Human Rights Watch published a report detailing the use of cluster bombs near civilian areas in Yemen. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has dismissed calls to cancel or postpone the Rio de Janeiro Summer Olympics because of the Zika virus outbreak in Brazil. On Saturday, the WHO released a statement saying that changing or canceling the Olympics would not significantly change the international spread of the Zika virus. Dr. Bruce Elward is the WHO's executive director of the Outbreaks and Health Emergencies Department.
Based on a very careful risk assessment and all the information we've gathered so far about this disease, these games should go ahead as planned, and we should continue to work to make sure they're as safe as possible.
An open letter signed by 150 health experts from more than two dozen countries said Friday that holding the games in the current situation would be irresponsible and unethical. The Zika virus, a mosquito-borne pathogen, has been linked to birth defects, including microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads and neurological defects. Eight children and three adults were struck by lightning in a Paris park Saturday after a sudden storm sent a bolt crashing into a birthday party. The group had sought shelter under a tree in Parc Monceau when the lightning bolt touched down. Only one of the children was in very serious condition, that is, and required resuscitation. Meanwhile, in Germany, more than 30 people were taken to a hospital in the western village of Hopstaden when lightning struck out of a clear sky at the end of a children's soccer match. Three adults were seriously injured, including the match referee, who suffered a cardiac arrest after being struck directly by the bolt. Monday is Memorial Day here in the United States, a day set aside to honor those who have died while serving in the U.S. military. In his weekly media address, President Barack Obama urged Americans on this Memorial weekend to thank the country's veterans.
That's something that so many of our fellow Americans are doing this weekend, remembering. Remembering the soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardmen who died in our defense. Remembering those who remain missing. Remembering that they were our fellow citizens and churchgoers, classmates and children, and more often than not, the best of us.
Memorial Day is also seen as the traditional beginning of the summer season in the United States. And in European football's Champions League final, star striker Cristiano Ronaldo's penalty kick gave Real Madrid its 11th championship, 5-3 on penalties, over crosstown rivals Atletico Madrid in Milan, Italy. The two sides had finished regulation and extra time tied at one each. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.